Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Okay, well, I'm tracking a lot of stuff for me that has opened up. And, you know, we're all energy is interconnected. So I'm bringing it to you. If it hits a chord, then it's yours. So, and I think I wrote something about this maybe in the e-blast, that I've just been tracking feeling not a part of. Even with Gabrielle, my daughter, and my best friend at her birthday party. And so I've been tracking what that was about. And then I went to have my brain map done. You know, I work with this brain specialist, and because I study brain science for our work, along with the spirituality and the religion. And there were two bright red areas of my brain that lit up. Now, in a brain map, bright red you don't want. That's the easiest way to say it. Bright red is way, way, way overstimulated. And what those places in my brain connected to were fight or flight. Okay, so now, you know, I have been working with creating health from the adrenal fatigue that I experienced since Cujo. Adrenal fatigue is fight or flight. And so when I was doing my work, which I'm sure you all are doing, I said, you know, I feel like these two things are working together. So this is how the picture, this is what, oh, and then I had a friend call me, and he was going through the same thing in a big breakout in his career. And it was a lot about, and these are the highest words, taking things personally. Taking things too personally. So, at the dinner, I made the conversations that I was overhearing. I turned them into, okay, you know, they just went and did this with these people and that with those people, and that's, you know, the way they roll because they know how busy I am. I turned it into a personal thing about being slighted. Okay? Now, so this is how it all goes together. If you don't know within yourself that you are enough. And if you are always trying to prove that you are enough, you will always be in fight or flight, which creates adrenal fatigue and lights up the red parts of your brain. I get that there's something higher. Gee, can I have it now? Hold on, sheets, books. We're going to a play. We're going to Hamilton. And we're going to the room where it happened. So there's a part of me that still doesn't know that I'm where everything is created. Right. Oh, my God. I just wrote this in one of the dailies. So I have to create within me the experience of being there, being part of, being included, being enough. Okay. So invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. I hope you're all doing this with me. We all know we're enough. We all know we belong. There's a third thing. Hold on. I got to go to a core belief. See, we're doing it right in front of you here. This page here. 5, 5, 3, 10, 5. Yes. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. I belong. We have to know that, guys, within ourselves, within us, within our light, which is where everything is created first, right? We know we belong. We belong to ourselves. We belong to our greatness. We belong to our talents. We belong to our money. We belong to our friends, to our family, to the world who supports us. Wow. We're supposed to belong. That's the highest thing. Ha! I feel like I'm in Creation Station. Okay, that's the highest thing. We are supposed to belong. God. Oh, I hope you can feel that. I am supposed to belong to me, to the world, to my greatness, to my talents, to all my success, to all my money, all the love in the world. I am supposed to belong. And I claim that for myself and for all people, now and consistently, in big ways, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. Wow. Now, I don't know. As soon as I finished that, I went to this new program that I'm offering, the awesome magical creation that I'm doing with Jennifer McLean and a lot of affiliates, I might add. And they are saying, well, basically, this is what they're saying to me right now. Go do your own program, Dee, because the program creates the knowing that you belong. Ha! Ha! Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. So it is. Wow. Well, that was worth taking the time. And now, real quickly, they want to talk about all the flooding going on. I'm glad our beloved Mary Bossy is okay. It came really close to her. We're going to a core belief? Okay. Here, here. 23, 4, 25, 27. My I Am presence does not create for me. Well, that kind of goes along with what we just got to. We are the creation of knowing that we are supposed to belong. So what does that have to do with? Okay, so what's coming in now is that people are getting so despondent over everything that's going on politically and the divide between human beings and the divide that's happening in our world that they don't know if they want to belong anymore. Now, when I say your soul knows you want to belong to this world, I get a big yes. It's the mental trauma of keeping up with everything that's going on. So I would get up every day and go, today I am the creation of me, and I am creating right now that I'm supposed to belong. I do belong. And I am here to make a difference. And so it is. Can I go to the calls now? Yeah. Wow, what a beginning. Okay. Welcome back, Andrew. Are you glad you picked today?
Oh, my God. That is so awesome, Jean. And I did talk to our lovely Mary yesterday as well. I have a big question and a quick question to ask you, but I wanted to go talk about the belonging that you were talking about because, like 20 years ago, I was confused about my own sexuality, and then I attended this gay lesbian choral event in Montreal, and I felt that I belonged, and it was very powerful for me in accepting myself as being a gay man. So I can really relate, and I mean, we every day we talk about belonging, anyways. But
yeah,
I'll get to my quick question. I ended up watching because it came out back in IMAX your movie E.T. And I just, you know, every time I see that movie, I'm so touched. It's like it's one movie that I cannot get tired of watching over and over again.
That movie was channeled for the world. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just so amazing just to watch it on the big IMAX screen here in Toronto. I'll go with the big question first because I find that, like, you know, I've been returning to doing acting classes. And I'm just getting into exercising, but this is more related to my acting classes when I'm doing, like, working on sides and, like, working on, like, self-tape, that I'm getting really self-critical of myself.
I got it. What we all do when we're doing something important, or many of us do, they're correcting me, when we're doing something important or really trying to connect with someone, we pull our energy out kind of like the back of our head so we can watch us to make sure we're doing it right. That's what you're doing. When you throw your energy and put all your energy on the person that you are doing the scene with, and make it all about them, or in the case of an audition, the X on a piece of paper, then all of that goes away, Andrew. But it still all applies to what I talked about the very first of this session, about being good enough, being in fight or flight. Oh, my God, are they going to like this? Are they going to like this? You're doing that audition for you. And I'm saying this to all of you in all of your work. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you've got to do it for you, for the satisfaction of you, for the pride that you take in you. Okay? Got it?
Yeah, I got it big time.
Okay.
I thought it might be something unconscious because I know every time I've talked to you, I keep thinking it was my dad because I've always had the conflict with my dad, and you pointed out sometimes it's in my mom. And
no,
so
it's you trying to be good enough. You trying to know you belong. That's the highest thing. Big helicopter yes on that. Okay? You belong in that audition. You belong getting the job. You belong doing what you love. We all do. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, darling.
That's good enough. Thank you.
Wow. What an interesting show. Kim in Phoenix. Hi, baby cakes.
Hey, supreme sexiness.
I tip that. I belong to that. What can I answer
That's right,
for you, babe?
Baby. All right. I've gotten a huge amount of my answer. The job that I'm at, I've been there 2 months. I got a short, long story really short. I've been working remote because there was a flood in the building. So my manager said, can you please come in tomorrow? I'm like, am I in trouble? He goes, just please come in. So I started freaking out. I'm being fired.
Oh,
so what I did was write down, you're going to be proud of me, and I'm proud of me too. I wrote down on a list what I'm all afraid of. And
good.
Then I wrote the opposite. So anyway, I go into the office, and they're like, well, we need a leader. You know, you're not leading, and we need someone to take charge and blah, blah. And, you know, some of the projects, I did part of them, but I didn't finish them. I'm like, well, I thought the web designer was going to do that. And, you know, the executive director, you know, she's got really bad energy. So anyway, long story short, my communication wasn't great. Theirs wasn't great. So we are working on getting better communication between us. Well, that put me in, of course, into fight or flight.
Yep.
And I reached out to, there was another company that approached me after I accepted this offer. And I turned them down because I accepted a job. So I reached out to them and asked them, is that my situation's changed? Is the opportunity open? If not, can we talk about another opportunity? I haven't heard from them yet.
Okay.
And then
okay, go ahead. Finish. Quickly.
And then I wrote down everything I wanted in a job. Okay. Now, I created this for some strange-ass reason. Why did I create? I think
so
I created this situation.
So you could wake up, Kim. Guys.
Pardon me?
So you could wake up yourself. Wherever you go, there you are. This is a pattern with you.
Yes,
that
and
you
I want to break this dumbass thing.
Get fired. So is that the highest question? Why do you always get fired? Well, the first thing that came in is because you don't belong. Big helicopter, yes. Okay, so how can we all know that we belong, guys? Going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. Yeah, okay. Well, again, back to I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation. In the radiation, the sending out of my light, I am saying I belong. I have to radiate that out to the whole world. If they're going to accept that I belong, I must accept that I belong. I have to create that so that the charge that goes out that the universe can match is the charge of belonging.
Okay.
So, again, it goes back to your mom.
And that's something I wanted to bring up, but that I want to hear what you have to say first.
Well, now we're going to a core belief. Hold on.
Oh, geez.
Here. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So that's what your mom modeled for you, taught you. So how can you belong if you own that belief? When I value myself, I have to abandon myself by not doing the job right, or everyone else has to abandon me by not communicating what they need. You can't create the state of belonging with that belief, guys. And we're all sharing it in some little tiny dark part of our little person. So
wow.
For the entire community, for all energy, when I value myself, I always come through for myself. And everybody comes through for me, too. They celebrate me. There's flow, joy. There's happiness. There's completion. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. Okay, that's everything, Kim. Thank you
wow.
for bringing that in for all of us. Yep.
You bet, yeah, and I still have a job, so,
yeah.
And I have I scheduled a private with you in a week, so we can go into more in depth on this.
Yeah, we will. And in the meantime, you have to shift you. It's not about the job. You shift you into knowing that you belong, that you can do everything. Absolutely everything to support yourself in this job, and then you know that they support you in this job also. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Get on it today, the channel.
I'm going to, yes,
all
ma'am.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. No,
okay. Bye.
Wow. Okay, Johan in New Mexico, you're on. Or you're not. Johanna in New Mexico. Oh, my God. Am I off again? No.
Come on.
Okay, Johanna, I can hear you, but it's all screwed up, so I've got to move on. I will try to come back to you. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
So this is a super complex question, so I'm just going to start with the bottom line that may nix all the rest. Ages ago, I gave all the money I won in a lawsuit to a medical device that was being developed. Fabulous device, not knowing that the guy running the company was a narcissist and not able to work with anyone. So he's been sabotaging without meaning to forever. Is this something that I can do anything about? We have an upcoming scary shareholders meeting. Scary in that he looks like he's getting ready to try to dump the company, which means I'd lose all my
money. You are all focused on what you don't want.
No, I'm the only one who believes I might can do something about this,
well,
and so I wanted to ask.
Well, the channel says you can. The channel says you absolutely can. But you can't do
should
anything.
Should I get a lawyer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And can I get the proper number of stocks? Because he inadvertently only gave me half of what I paid for. It's illegal, and now he claims he can't fix it.
Yes.
And this can be lucrative for me in the long run if I get a lawyer.
That's the right question. Yes.
Okay. Is the lawyer in Houston? How do I find the right lawyer?
Well,
that's
baby,
my last question.
That's really a – I can't.
Is he in Houston?
Well, now it goes to no. Is that the right question? Maybe Dallas I get a yes on.
Okay.
Houston, I get a no.
Yay, thanks, Dee.
Yeah, you want to look, you want to research, I guess it would be corporate lawyers, right?
I have no idea. I don't know.
and really research them and look at their feedback online. Look at their, you know, who likes them, who doesn't like them, what they accomplish
okay.
for them. But you can do this. Actually,
okay.
the channel is saying you are doing this.
Yay.
Just stay in your knowing because everybody else is going to be saying, no, we can't, and it's a lost cause. And blah, blah. You just go, thank you for sharing. I'm creating this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. And do you still see the love of my life coming in September? Yes or no?
In September, I get a no. Is that that's
okay.
not the right question. You don't see the love of your life coming in September. Again, guys, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. You have got to create it within you. And you do that by knowing exactly what you want and connecting it with love and then letting go and not trying to make it happen.
Am I doing the breathing exercise right? I'm doing it every day.
That's the right question. Is she doing it right? I get a yes, but you could attach a lot more love to it.
Yeah.
The experience of love.
In the past with it. Okay, thanks, Dee. I love you.
And walk out of the agenda, Cheryl. You don't want,
okay.
you're not doing the breathing exercises or directing your day to make things happen.
Right.
You are directing energy with love and allowing the universe to respond. Okay?
All righty.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you, baby.
Dee, amazing.
You're welcome, Miss Cheryl. What a show. Megan in North Carolina, you're on. Are you okay with all the floods?
They didn't come here, so, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're on high ground in the middle.
Okay, good.
All right,
okay.
So, where's my list? I think we've kind of covered this, but there might be something else because I came on. So, again, I have a reoccurring theme in my life about jobs, personality conflicts come up at work, and then I feel not like I don't belong. And
no, you then, feel like you don't belong, which is creating the conflict.
The conflict. Okay, yeah. So is that the highest thing that I'm doing?
That's the right question, and yes, that's the highest thing.
Okay. Well, then I can fix that.
You absolutely, you can, let's not use the word fix, bring it into
right.
balance. So I want you to spend a lot of your time sending love to these people.
Yes.
Sending
That's
love to every, well, what if it was easy? See, you just
so
directed
it,
your energy.
Yeah.
To make it hard.
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you keep directing your energy that it's hard, it's going to be hard.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's easy to love. You know how to love. You have a
yes.
love place. Okay.
Yes.
Love
Let's do it.
Them, because what you're trying to do right now is to force them to love you when you feel like you don't belong.
Yes.
And that's
it. That's
what is creating the conflict.
Bam. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay. Stop it.
There you go. Yes. But I sabotage myself with illness.
Stop it.
Okay. But is there
you guys
tell me.
Yes. You belong to health.
I belong to
we
health.
We don't belong to
okay.
sickness, guys. We don't belong there. Which, that was a really interesting thing. I think I forgot to say this, that the brain expert that I work with,
mm-hmm.
he said, you know, about these two red parts of my brain that are all connected to fight or flight, that means they're over stimulated, right?
Yes.
So what happens is if you don't neutralize them and bring them back into balance, at some point they have to crash. And when they crash, they go to zero the other way. Your brain will go the other way to try and compensate, and that's what takes you into dementia and Alzheimer's.
Whoa.
Interesting, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked with one of those guys for a year when I fell and hit my head.
Interesting. Okay. So I'm saying to you, you're in fight or flight trying to belong and get these people to love you. Not good for your brain. You love them, okay? And allow all your focus to be on loving them and what you can do for them. You watch things turn around. I have done this with so many people in the workforce successfully. It's crazy how it just turns around. Okay?
Yeah, my heart just opened up big, huge. Yeah.
Good. Good, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Ms. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you be on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like some help with, I'm sorry, my dog here's a neighbor.
Oh, dogs never bother me, babe.
I try and do creation of things, and it's been years, and I get really disgusted with myself when things don't change. Can you help me with commands that would help pull me back from the disgust of myself?
It's not about the commands,
okay?
It's about self-love. And they're taking me back to when I value myself, I have to abandon myself.
Oh.
And this is how you're abandoning yourself. So how did your mom teach you that the less you loved yourself, the harder you were on yourself, the stricter you were on yourself, the more you had the right to think you were a good person?
Well, my mother told me she didn't want me, so there was never any love or anything there. I had to kind of raise myself.
Okay. So as a little girl, you created the belief that the person that I love, mommy, that's supposed to love me, never loved me, so I don't have the right to love myself.
Oh, okay.
Well, those are our... Do you understand, guys? We learn everything from those first two gods or our grandparents, if they were very active in taking care of us, as many of them were back then, like mine. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so basically, Cindy, you came into this life to learn, to know that you had the right to be loved.
Okay.
By yourself and by everybody else.
Okay.
But if you don't know that, then you will continually be judging yourself, sweetheart, and putting yourself down, okay? So my daughter, Gabrielle, she writes about this in her books and talks about it a lot in her healing stuff. Get up every day and pick three things that you can just do for yourself.
Okay.
What can I do for myself today? Yesterday, I watched three Law & Orders. I was in heaven on ION. They play Law & Order all day on Saturdays. You know, I got up. I didn't make myself get up like I usually do. I just got up when I woke up. You know, I had a leisurely breakfast with my doggie out on the patio. I came in and did some work because I was inspired to do it, as opposed to, you've got to get this done because you're traveling.
Okay.
Can you feel the difference in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Some people, it's working out. That's one of the things my daughter does to feel better, because she loves to work out because that makes her feel good about herself. The breathing exercise I do every morning, that makes me feel good about myself. Today we're going to a movie. Could I stay here and work all day? I could, but I'm choosing to do something for me. And that's bringing my brain back into balance and out of fighter. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Whatever you can do, get up every day and say, my intention today is to love me more and more and more. I'm special, I belong, and I know it. What can I do for me today? Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, Miss Erin in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
So, interestingly, the week that you lost your bag when you were traveling, I was also traveling and lost my purse in the airport.
Oh, geez.
On my way to visit my parents. So, my purse has not yet been found, though I've asked for help and such. And for me, I feel like it's bringing up where I'm falling out is a belief that I have, in some way, I have to lose. I began to see a pattern where I've lost so many things over the last 10 years.
And they're personal things, aren't they?
Yeah, like my business partner died and I lost my business and things like that. And that's
well,
the thing.
First of all, the channel said you didn't have to lose your business because your partner died. Do you know that?
I am getting ready to restart that business. Yes, I am doing
it. Okay. All right, so don't use their death as another excuse to lose something that you want for you.
Yes.
All right. So the highest question is, why does she keep losing things? That's the highest question. Yeah, sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in. Erin, give me a song.
Yes. I'm waiting for it to come in, trying to let go. It's the main Whitney Houston song.
The main Whitney Houston.
Dolly Parton wrote it.
I'll Always Love You. From the Bodyguard?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, see, we have a little pattern going here. Okay. So, guys, if we don't love ourselves, we don't know we belong. Putting it all together for us now. And that puts us in fight or flight trying to prove that we do. Okay. You're singing that song to yourself, Erin. I will always love you. But the song represents loss. I will always love you, and we can't be together, and so I lose you. So love in your life, self-love in your life equals losing things that are a part of you. I'm going to a grandparent. What grandparent was prominent in your life?
My parents were very young, so they were all very prominent.
Okay, there was a female. There was a female. There was a grandmother. Biological?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Maternal?
Yes.
Yes. Your maternal grandmother. Okay?
Yes. Her. Fern. Mm-hmm.
Through her religion, I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
she taught you, okay, these are the words they're giving me. The more you love the Lord, the less you need. It's my big helicopter, yes, so we're going in the right way. Well, it's like my grandmother, you know, they're the rich people. We're the good, humble people. You know,
right.
That's what they believed, most of them back then. That's what they were taught.
Yes.
Okay. Well, energetically,
I remember telling,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I
go
remember
ahead.
Them telling me after I felt very proud of myself that I had moved to a new state, established a job, was doing really well, and my grandparents said to me, well, you didn't do it, the Lord did it.
Yeah, well, you are the Lord. The Lord worked through
yes,
you.
Of course, yes, I know that now, yes.
Okay, you know, that is the core, that's the highest, most correct, most complete, we have the highest understanding. Right there. That's why you keep losing things. You've got to know that you are the creator of your life and that you are creating your life powerfully. And the more you love yourself, the more you hold on to everything that's dear to you because you created it.
Yeah.
So you have a right to keep whatever you create because that's where we belong, people. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. 100%. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. All right. Thank you, Erin. Boy,
yeah.
That was, you know, we're just building, everybody's building on each other here. It's crazy. Lee in Hawaii, you're on.
Oh, wow. Hi,
hi, babe.
Good day, everybody. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So my question came from the last caller, and it has to do with something I read this week. It was a post by a author named Heather Cox Richardson,
okay,
who wrote
quickly,
about
Lee,
the
get to
okay,
your question.
So the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment that hasn't happened yet, and equal rights for women, and that in our country, in the United States, black women didn't even get the vote until 45 years after
white
women.
What's your question, Lee? What's your question?
How can we love ourselves fully when the world hates us?
Dear God, you're this far along in the work and you ask me that? You
yep.
answer it. You answer it, Lee. If
by
you think the world
courage,
hates
yep.
us, if you think the world hates us, then you can't move forward. If that's your perspective of the world, then you will never create yourself belonging in this world. And it's not just Black and Hispanic women. Women have been secondary citizens from the time of Adam and Eve. Probably didn't even exist anyway, but the story goes back that far. In my business, women still are paid less than the stars that they're on equal level with. Why? Because women, because of age-old DNA passed down, don't think we belong in the power and the money and the success, and that all means love. So we have got to know within ourselves. But this goes back to the three pillars that I talk about in Born.
Yeah.
How I see myself, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. Those three things have to be in alignment to create what you want. And right now, you're saying you see the world as a world that hates women. So nothing's going to change, Lee. And I want you to know that as long, I'm being kind of tough love here, but I know you would want me to be. As long as you hold that perspective, you are creating more disharmony and disquality for women.
Ouch. Thank you.
You bet. Whatever signal you are putting out creates more of in the world. Okay?
Yes.
Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. You know, we're going to have to edit out, thank you, Lee. We're going to have to edit out that whole glitch, so I'm going to take one more person, but you got to be really, really quick. Debbie in Pennsylvania, what's your question?
Oh, God, I know it was going to be me, and I don't have a question.
Okay, I'm taking you off then, baby. I love you. Thank you. Ilka in Florida, what's your question?
Hi, Lee. I had two questions, but I'll just only do one because we were talking about losing things. I was very precious oils coming back from our vacation. We left them behind, or I have no idea where they are. Such a mystery. Any help with that, please?
Yeah, let it go, baby. You're not going to get them back.
Oh, no. Do you at least know where the heck they are?
Well, it goes to know. The channel doesn't know? That's correct. Well, that's weird.
Whoa.
This is when I would need to explore when we have... There's absolutely no way she can get them back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Hold on.
At least I wanted to know why, because it's such a mystery.
Why? God, this is a whole new topic that I need to talk to you guys about. It's about focus.
Hmm.
We're all losing our focus because there's so much going on. In this moment right now, Ilka, they say you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it back. So let it go and just start directing yourself to be more focused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
So we are focused. We belong. We're supposed to be here, belonging, loving ourselves, focusing on the things we love because we love ourselves. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. Is there any higher information or understanding? That's what I'm getting right now, baby. Now, you are the creator of you, Ilka.
Mm-hmm.
So if you shift yourself into knowing, not finding them, but starting to say, I know where they are. I know where they are, and then let go and see if your brain can help you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, my goodness, you guys, what a show. Good grief almighty. All right, let's say it together and say it with conviction today. I love me. Woo! I love me. Yippee! And I love me even more because I know that is what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.